Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Datacard Group recently announced a strategic partnership with Device Fidelity Incorporated. Datacard specializes in secure ID and card personalization solutions, while Device Fidelity develops near-field communications technologies and mobile payment applications. The partnership enables Datacard to offer Device Fidelity's Intupay suite of solutions utilizing microSD technology in smartphones for contactless payments. The end result is a mobile wallet customers can use at contactless point-of-sale terminals featuring debit, credit, or prepaid accounts. Matt Stern is Vice President of Business Development for Datacard. He says the venture was created with an understanding of what NFC will mean for card manufacturers.
We see this right now, I would say, in the near to medium term as a transitional phase. So clearly, there's a fair bit of interest on the part of players in the ecosystem, somewhat on the consumer side, so the end customer, but also in the financial institutions themselves and the telecom operators, and to some extent, the device makers as well, not to mention people like Google, all trying to provide an elegant, cost-effective solution for customers to use NFC for mobile payments. We see that trend coming. I think it will continue to come for the next number of years. The real challenges are going to be twofold. I think one, consumer adoption, and two, merchant adoption. So I'll start with the second one first. Even if a consumer has an NFC-enabled device, whether it's a card or a phone, for example, you know, in their pocket, if the merchant doesn't accept that, it's not useful. So some of this is going to be rolling out as more merchants accept NFC forms of payment. And two, quite frankly, the consumer side as well, you have to change consumer behavior from people here in the U.S. very well ingrained with the magstripe swipe and pretty efficient process to begin with. So consumers are going to want to try the new technology, but quite frankly are going to really start using it when they see a lot of benefits beyond just a different way of paying. So for the short to medium term, we see it as an add-on to card manufacturers. So the consumer is going to want to have NFC, but they're also going to want to have a card in their wallet because there will be a number of places where their NFC device isn't accepted. So, you know, we see that as both a challenge and an opportunity, and Device Fidelity plays a pretty unique and interesting part in that solution, offering a microSD and with us offering a companion card as well.
While there may be a push in some circles to get rid of plastic, the industry knows that people are not ready to give up their cards. Working together, Stern says the two companies can provide a more powerful, efficient solution to card producers through joint technology development, in turn benefiting the end users.
It's a system that works very, very well today, and it's not that pulling your phone out and typing a couple of keys on your phone to activate an NFC payment is that much more efficient than pulling a card out of your wallet and swiping it and entering a PIN or signing a receipt. So you're not going to see a lot of efficiency there. I think you're going to start seeing it when people actually leverage the interactivity of the smartphone, right? So whether it's coupons or alternative forms of payment or just being able to pull up your transaction history immediately or your credit limit or things like that, things that you just can't do on a card, and there's actual value to the consumer there is when you'll see consumers really start to change their behavior as opposed to, you know, maybe just doing it out of a novelty or for certain, you know, the coffee shop or the McDonald's where it's a low-value, high-speed transaction and those types of instances.
Stern says there are a couple of solutions for how this will work. Most solutions today require a PIN or password to activate the payment. The user then puts the phone up to the reader for the payment to be accepted. Stern says that model is typically for smaller dollar transactions.
As you get to potentially using it for higher value payments, you know, I think there's a couple of different models, whether you wave it and you sign, or you sign on your phone, or you get a text or an email and it confirms it. And quite frankly, that's some of the things in the market today that need to get worked out from a standardization or a kind of best practices process. And obviously that again is something that the card world has down to a very simple, elegant model, or reasonably elegant, where you swipe it and you sign a sheet of paper and you're done, and everybody trusts that and feels good about it. And changing that is something that's going to take some time and some education. So the Device Fidelity solution today, for example, typically would involve a PIN entered. So you would enter your PIN to activate the wallet on the phone, and then basically you would tap a button that says you're ready to pay, and you would hold it up in front of the reader and it would accept it, and you would basically be done. No signing of a receipt or entering a PIN on a PIN pad on the point of sale terminal itself, just on the phone.
Only a small percentage of vendors are set up to take payments that way. Stern says some large multi-location retailers like McDonald's and Home Depot have the equipment. As Visa and MasterCard move toward encouraging EMV in the U.S., terminals will be upgraded. Stern says it's likely that a high percentage of those terminals will be NFC-enabled in the next few years. For now, iPhone users cannot take advantage of the N2Pay contactless payments because they don't have an SD slot. Device Fidelity came up with a fix for that called iCase.
Most of your smartphones out there, Android especially and BlackBerry, have a slot for an additional micro SD. So in that instance, the consumer would be able to just buy a micro SD and put it into their phone. The iPhone or iPhones that are out there are unique in that they do not have a micro SD slot. So Device Fidelity's unique solution and patented solution is regarding putting the micro SD in a case that attaches to the iPhone and therefore allows the existing iPhone to become NFC enabled. This is a solution that does not require the consumer to buy a new phone with NFC enabled in it already. And so the iPhone being the best example, if a consumer has bought an iPhone 4S that came out last fall, most likely they've spent several hundred dollars and signed a 2-year contract. You know, if they want NFC on their phone, they're looking at either buying a new smartphone at a fairly hefty price, breaking their contract or renewing their contract, or the Device Fidelity solution, which allows them to take their existing phone, the iCase and the iPhone being the best example, but also existing Android or BlackBerry phones and becoming NFC enabled today without a new handset.
Stern says the partnership should be a seamless transition, one that customers don't notice except for the benefits.
We looked at Device Fidelity as a very logical partner for DataCard. Their micro SD solution can be personalized on data card equipment today. So when we say personalized, we mean essentially the same way a customer's credit card is personalized, which would be to, you know, emboss their name and account number on the card and then also program the magstripe with their account information. The micro SD solution can be personalized in that same manner or a similar manner on our equipment today. And that allows our consumers who are already producing and personalizing cards using our equipment to also provide a mobile solution. And secondly, much like ourselves, Device Fidelity is agnostic when it comes to customers. They're providing a solution that the customer can customize and take how they want, so it's not a question of it working with some phones or with financial institutions versus telecom providers. They're perfectly happy to work with anybody who wants to provide the consumer with an NFC payment device. So we think those two things make it, you know, a very logical partnership for our customers as they get inquiries about providing mobile credentials in addition to a payment card. They're coming to us and asking, you know, how they fulfill that, how they personalize it, how they ensure that it's safe and secure, how they provide a companion card in addition to the mobile payments device. And those are all types of things that together with Device Fidelity, we can provide a very nice, stable, simple, hopefully elegant solution to them.
As for the future of the Data Card and Device Fidelity partnership, Stern says they can't give away all of their secrets, but they see their current work as an evolution that will probably take 5 to 10 years. They're pretty certain that eventually mobile and NFC transactions will be the majority and card transactions will be the lesser percentage.
We saw that several decades ago when cards replaced checks as a primary form of payment, and so, you know, it's logical to assume that technology is going to continue to evolve, and so we see this as a good first step, not the only step that DataCard will make to provide solutions to our customers that are looking for, you know, mobile NFC payments. That's the first point. The second point with Device Fidelity, again, I think we're looking to do probably two big things. One, you know, for some of our larger customers who are already pretty well invested in the mobile space, or at least invested in mobile banking and looking to mobile payments, this will be a very effective bridging technology for customers who want NFC payments but don't have an NFC-enabled phone. So we think that is really the important immediate step. And then secondly, for some of our smaller customers who maybe, you know, aren't as far along on their mobile strategy, this is a partnership that will be able to bring them a very simple out-of-the-box solution that allows them to both personalize a card and a micro SD in this instance for mobile payments and deliver that together in a reasonably simple, straightforward, customizable solution that we think will bring a lot of value to folks who maybe aren't as invested today in mobile payments and are trying to figure out what they're going to do. So those are probably the two key things for us in the future. And in the very long term, we expect the technology to continue to evolve and DataCard to play a role in it because of our experience and expertise in terms of personalization for financial cards and our relationships both with financial institutions and card producers.
That's Matt Stern, Vice President of Business Development for DataCard, talking about the company's new partnership with Device Fidelity. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.